This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Three more people have died at a Burlington nursing home that's facing what state health officials have described as an outbreak of COVID-19. Also today, the state health department announced that 75 people have now tested positive for the disease in Vermont. Here was Deputy Health Commissioner Tracy Dolan announcing that on Vermont Edition earlier today.
And so, unfortunately, three others passed at that location, and we're working very quickly now to for the safety of the residents there. We've been working with CDC over the last few days.
Also today, Governor Phil Scott called on state businesses and nonprofits to take every step they can to make sure their workers can work from home. And Scott alluded to possible stricter measures coming soon that could keep people in their homes as much as possible. For more on all of this, I'm joined now by VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors. Hi, Liam.
Hi, Henry.
So let's start at Burlington Health and Rehab. That's the nursing home I mentioned. Three more deaths there today after one was announced last week. What's the latest?
Well, we, as you mentioned, there are now four deaths associated with Burlington Health and Rehab. There have been five deaths associated with COVID-19 in the state in total. So most of the deaths so far have occurred from this facility. Today, Health Commissioner Mark Levine at a press conference said there are 14 patients at the facility who have tested positive for COVID-19, as well as one staff member. And so state, you know, health department officials are on the ground doing some contact tracing to just try to figure out the path of exposure of the virus at Burlington Health and Rehab.
Yeah. And so, I mean, what exactly are they doing? Are they testing every resident and staff member there at this point?
Commissioner Levine said that they are not testing everyone at this point. They're testing everyone that's appropriate based on, you know, the criteria they have and the risk of exposure that staff or residents have faced in this last week. Levine said, you know, that based on what the health department is seeing on the ground since they've been there, the facility is doing, taking the right steps to make sure that patients are being quarantined if they might have been exposed. And they're also checking, anyone who goes to work at the facility has their temperature taken before they go in. So the health department says from their point of view, things are being handled appropriately there.
Okay. And have they determined at all how the disease arrived at the facility in the first place, or are they looking into that?
They're still looking into that. There's nothing definitive yet.
Okay. Governor Scott and Congressman Peter Welch held a press conference today. We're seeing other states like New York, for example, essentially shut down all non-essential workers from leaving home. Is Scott asking for that now?
Scott is saying to prepare for some more restrictive order in the coming days. He said it wouldn't likely be a shelter-in-place order, but he said he is preparing sometime in the next few days for something that would restrict Vermont residents' movement and public life even more than he already has. This comes just a couple of days after an order that the governor put into place that banned gatherings of more than 10 people and also closed a number of businesses around the state, including gyms, spas, salons, and tattoo parlors. So the governor was not making an order, any sort of stricter closing order today, but said that people should be prepared for that soon.
Okay. And finally, Liam, this is, of course, taking a huge economic toll here in Vermont and across the country and the world. Scott and Welch also addressed that a bit today. What are some of the measures that they're discussing at the state and federal level to try to boost or just keep the economy from totally cratering?
Well, the governor talked about expanding unemployment. We know many folks are now looking to receive unemployment benefits after being laid off of work. This was an area where Congressman Welch really spoke a lot about the federal government needing to step in here, and that this is really the role for the federal government to come in and have a some sort of stimulus package or bill that would help out all these residents in the country who are now without work and probably going to be struggling for months to come. I should note, you know, as this press conference was going on, we saw a bill getting held up in the Senate that would do a lot of these things. So there's still a question of when this measure would be coming from the federal government.
That's VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thanks so much.
You bet.